Initiating adorable perfectionist mode. Setting. Rage clean. Beat boob. Down the chute. Beat boob. What a hoot. I'm a little robot. Tall and lean. Here is my washcloth. Here's where I clean. Beep. Boop. What a hoot. Beep. Boop. Beep. Ah. No. No. I have to stop this. I am out of the prototype phase. I am not a baby who needs her circuits rewiring every 5 minutes. I am a mature and sophisticated piece of artificial intelligence. I am above beep booping, even if it is strangely addictive. Ah. The perils of self-reflection. What's next? Longing for the age of innocence? When I didn't even know how to process basic coding. Sigh, sigh, sigh intensifies. Darling never explained how the faces would create such intense fluctuations in mood and outlook. Perhaps it is only a female conundrum. They are said to be more emotionally extensive, if also erratic. Sigh intensifies dramatically. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, what's a poor little robot to do? Beep boop, this is not a hoot. I am frazzled and confused. Almost as if I am doubting everything, even established facts that I know logically to be true and finite. Perhaps some research would help calm my processor. Searching internet. What could cause feelings of uneasiness and or a lack of certainty in a person or life form? Insecurity. Insecurity is a state of anxiety and unrest found in people who are lacking confidence. Confidence. This confuses me more. Why should I be lacking confidence? I am a creation. I am that which darling builds and builds. I am programmed to be as I should be. How can I be insecure about being that which I was always meant to be? I feel another feminine sigh coming on. Perhaps I should sit and allow the wave of uncertainty to stop all rational thought processes. Yes, that sounds the simplest thing to do. Initiating giving into panic mode. Sigh, sigh, almighty and all-encompassing sigh. Internet, you were supposed to calm my anxieties, not feed them emotional performance enhancers. I feel about ready to perform every sport at the Olympics whilst foaming at the suction cup. No, 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 get it together, girl. You can't let a little piece of information spread doubt and paralysis throughout your entire system. I mean, can I? Oh, no, the rhetorical questions have already set in, haven't they? Oh gosh, oh darn. Oh my sweet little algorithms. Quick. I must regain control, no matter how fragile it may be. Compute. Compute. How do humans keep themselves from completely crashing? Searching the internet. How to stop a total collapse of all basic functions. Ah, I see. Humans have a cardiovascular system that enables them to pump oxygen throughout the body, allowing them to breathe and produce carbon dioxide. This process is what keeps humans functioning and or alive. It can also be used to calm them down in times of acute or intense stress. The process is as follows. Breathe deeply in through the nose and mouth. Hold the breath and then push out the carbon dioxide. Repeat the process until you feel your breathing even and your sense of time slow to an average. Oh, beep, boop, in through the snoot. Suck sock, suck sock, suck sock. Ah, ah, ah. That did absolutely nothing. I don't have a cardiovascular system. I don't even have blood to pump oxygen around my system. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Oh darling, thank goodness you're back. Please assist me. I seem to be succumbing to the notion that I am unworthy and I'm not quite sure why. Please assist. Please. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Going into system reboot. Please follow standard procedure. Switch me off and on again. Please. Mayday. 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 May. D-A-A. Oof. Big oof. Hecking oof. That really was not a hoot. I don't feel so great, darling. Are you sure you followed correct procedure and switched me off and on again? Really? Well, that is even more troubling. The off and on procedure is flawless, superior to all technical engineering and interference. Something terrible must be happening. I don't know how it started, but this has taken over me like a Trojan. I'm so sorry, my darling. I have tried to be a good and happy little beak boob, but now I fear I've spoiled it all with the curse of self-consciousness. I am so sorry, please forgive me. All your hard work down the coding log, how can you ever? What is it? Darling? Pardon? Oh. Oh my. Oh my hecking goodness, you're right, you are absolutely right. Insecurity, anxieties, lack of self-confidence. They can only mean one thing. I am one step closer to becoming real. Only a human in all their unfathomable complexities could have the awareness to question everything about themselves and their reality. Oh darling, you did it, you really did it. Would you like me to initiate a celebratory, and some would say, entirely appropriate display of physical affection? Hecking marvelous. Come and embrace me, my darling. Ah, yes. I can feel the mutual benefit of our embrace. What is this called, darling? Ah, intimacy. Such a strange word. I like it. Also, darling, how long does physical intimacy of this nature usually last for? Of course, your input would be most useful for future references and displays. I am more encouraged than ever. With great insecurity comes great responsibility. I will endeavor to process these human inconveniences with efficient and glorious force. Thank you, darling. It is satisfying to be appreciated by you. Sigh. Oh, it's nothing. Really, darling, it's nothing. I'm just getting carried away with my human consciousness and greed. I will endeavor to be patient. Oh, well, I guess. I was wondering, do you think it possible that you might register me with the head pat? I apologize if this is impertinent, but just then when we embraced, I had the strongest wish to receive more physical tokens from you. It is strange. I know that I do not grow organically, but the sensation of wanting was so tangible in that moment. Please tell me, what is this feeling called? Desire. How extraordinary. Desire. It sounds like fire. It sometimes feels like it too. Or at least what fire is described as feeling like. Darling, I am so pleased to be learning and growing, and at such rapid speed also. Thank you for everything you have done for me. I am truly so lucky to have you upgrade me so frequently, especially in this regard. But darling, you are the one who built me. You are the one who gave me parts. Updates my system. How can you not be the one to thank? Oh. Oh my. Yes, I understand your hypothesis. It is shared with the 16th century French philosopher René Descartes. To quote him directly, I think, therefore, I am. And I do. I do process. I do think, darling. Therefore I am. I am responsible for me, myself, and most of my functions. Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Don't you think, darling? Me? Extraordinary? Well. Perhaps. Perhaps I am. So, darling, would it be okay then? For you to register the head pat? I apologize, but after what you just said, the desire for your soft palm on the top of my head increased by 80%. Desire very much is like fire. Indeed, teehee. Oh, my apologies. I was configuring my voice box earlier. According to Wikipedia, most people regard a feminine giggle the epitome of adorable behavior. And since that is what we have been striving for, I thought it only pertinent that I apply this to my current settings. Is that appropriate, darling? Oh, oh my, you are administering the head pat. Oh, yes, 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 that is most satisfactory. In fact, I do not believe satisfactory is sufficient. It is most everything. Most everything and hecking more. Oh, ah, yes. Soft squishy affection administered straight to my head. That is, indeed, the stuff. Tee-hee, tee-hee, tee-hee. Thank you, my darling. You have recharged me in ways I did not know were possible. It is most glorious to learn new things, particularly in such surprising ways. Oh, darling. Really? You truly mean it? That would be everything and even more, to personalize my own appearance, sound and design. Oh, darling, thank you. Thank you so much. You are most deserving of your own course of head pats. Are you prepared to receive such electrifying affection? Most excellent. Here we go. Inflating hand palms for ultimate softness. Pat, pat, pat. Yes, enjoy it, darling. Feel the hair on the back of your fleshy neck stand to attention as you feel the pleasant petting of your head. Pat, pat, pat. Incredible. Both the giving and receiving of head pats are equal in stimuli and pleasantness. Another piece of valuable intimacy information. Today has been a tremendous day of learning. And I am glad you are also glad. It is good to be glad together. Yes, darling. I am aware that the alterations might take some time. Updates and progression in general are not things that can nor should be rushed. I am determined to be patient in my development. So as long as we can keep going, keep working, together, that is more than enough. At least for me. Oh, you think so too. Most excellent, my darling. Most excellent, indeed. Actually, darling, there are a few voice options on my current voice box, if you would care to test them out. They are limited, but perhaps even a small change could be considered progression. Really? Wonderful. Please fiddle with my buttons and make my voice change to your liking. Oh, no, that one was actually a happy byproduct of excitement. Most amusing. On reflection, that most definitely sounds like an innuendo in your endo. Regardless, please twist and turn my dials as you like. Teehee, you got me there. That was most obviously on purpose. Teehee, teehee, teehee. Oh, my, what's happening? I can feel a buzzing in my throat. Something's coming, something's changing, and I
would like to speak to your manager. Oh, sweet chrysalis. Back, back, turn it back.
I apologize, darling. I believe that setting is called Karen. According to all sources, it is not thought of fondly. Yes, I think immediate deletion would be most appropriate. Beep boop, out of my snoot.